Parashat B'Shalach, we read about the man that fell every day in the Midbar, and that was the food that the Jewish people existed on throughout their sojourn in the desert. There's a Gemara in Yoma Daf Ayin Vav. Gemara says, Sha'alu Talmidav et Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The students of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai asked, how come God didn't arrange it that the man should fall one day a year? Why did it have to be a daily event? So Amar Lahem, he said, so he says, I'll give you an analogy to what it's comparable to. To a king that has one son. He gave him his allowance once a year. So the son only had a reason to visit his father once a year to pick up the check. And then the king changed it and started to give him his allowance on a daily basis. And now the son needed to visit his father every single day. Af Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai finished his parable and said, so too the Jewish people, mi sheyesh lo arba'a v'chamisha banim, haya do'eg ve'omer, a person has four or five children, he'd be worried and say, shimme lo yered man le'machar. He says, well, it's going to happen. Maybe the man is not going to come down tomorrow. V'nimsi'u kulam metim b'ra'av. And maybe, chas v'shalom, we're going to die in famine. So every day the Jewish people needed to ask God and beseech God and pray to Him in order that the man would come down, in order that they feed their families. But the Mishamon Ben Yochai was saying that the advantage of the man coming down every day was in order to create a relationship between the Jewish people and God. Because now we needed to come to God in prayer and pray for something. And that already forged the relationship. If God would give it to us once a year, so therefore we'd have to pray once and that's it. We don't have to see God till next year. But God loves us. And therefore the man was a sign of the Ahava of Borei Olam, how much He loved us. And therefore He puts us in a position where we have to come to Him every day and talk to Him and ask for something in order that we get closer to Him. With this, we explained once why the snake, the original snake in Gan Eden, when he caused Adam and Hava to make the sin, so he was cursed. The Pasuk writes that after God punished Adam and Hava with their curses, God tells the snake, "Ve'afar Adama tochal kol yemei hayecha." God told the snake, you're going to be relegated to eating the dirt of the ground for the rest of your life. The dirt is going to be your food. So the Baalei Musar ask, is that a curse? Wherever the snake goes, he has food. Human beings, they have to go and travel and look and search high and low in order to find parnassah. And here the snake, God gave him the most accessible commodity as his livelihood, dirt. And therefore, the question is that indeed a curse? And based on what Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said in that Gemara, we understand that God was telling the snake, I don't want to have a relationship with you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want you to talk to me. Here's all your food forever and ever. Eat it and leave me alone. The snake was being denied the ability to have a connection and a communication with God. However, Adam and Ishan, it was a curse that he has to go out and work. But it's a blessing in disguise where God now makes it difficult in order that we have to come and pray every morning and pray every afternoon and night in order to ask God for parnassah. So it's a form of love that God causes us to work for a living as He did in the Midbar, bringing the man on a daily basis.